Chapter 3. The Quest. Wizfiddle was not one to be jolted by things, especially when there was ale or whiskey involved, and based upon the scene that had unfolded before him, there was clearly much of both.
"My name is Heliok," said the man, who sat across the table. "And you are Zebdigan Wizfiddle, yes?"
"I am."
"Just to be sure that I have the proper Zebdigan Wizfiddle," Heliok said. "Your original name was Lenny Flepp, correct?"
"It was,"
answered Wizfiddle, thinking that it was highly unlikely that there ever lived another Zebdigan, though maybe there was one or two Wizfiddles somewhere in history.
"Well, Mr. Wizfiddle, today is your lucky day."
"Is that so?"
"Do you know where you are?"
Wizfiddle glanced around again and took a sip of the mug that sat before him. His eyes brightened as the malted beverage danced upon his taste buds. Never in all of his years had he ever imbibed such a miraculous ale. It was full-bodied, yet tempered, sweet but mildly so, and it held a kick that sent his magical reserves to near bursting.
"I'm guessing I died and this is the afterlife," he answered,
while staring blissfully at the mug. The afterlife was a great thing if you had been mostly a good person during your life. There were 12 gods, one for each race, human, ogre, orc, halfling, and so on, living in the land of Ononokin. If you believed in one of the gods, and you were good, you ended up living in that god's area for all eternity. If you were agnostic, you immediately learned that the gods did exist, making it impossible for you to remain agnostic. However, since the entire god business was all new to you, they put you in a special area of the afterlife where you were waited on night and day, with each god putting his or her best foot forward in an effort to get you to choose them as your personal god. It was literally living in a paradise that required nothing of you but consideration regarding the various gods. Interestingly, not a single agnostic had ever selected a god in the afterlife. Finally, if you were an atheist, you were never subjected to the afterlife at all. Instead, you remained devoid of feeling or sensation until you were put through a gigantic soul zapper, which looked somewhat like a bug zapper. It wasn't in any way cruel, and it wasn't a punishment. It simply gave the person what they had believed to be true. Nothingness. Now, if you were a bad person, you had to work for all of eternity serving those who had been good, and no weekends off, either. Heliok gave him a funny look, and then said,
"Ah, yes, I often forget that you wizards know all the ins and outs about the afterlife, but no, that's not where you are."
"Have I ascended, then?"
"No."
"Maybe I'm unconscious and imagining all of this."
"Would you be so clear of mind, were that the case?"
Heliok questioned.
"I haven't a clue," said Wizfiddle, gazing lovingly at the ale. "I've never been serenely unconscious before."
"Fair enough."
Heliok sat back and downed a shot of whiskey.
"Maybe I shall cut to the chase, yes?"
"If you feel you must,"
Wizfiddle replied, pointing at one of the shot glasses questioningly.
"Oh, certainly,"
Heliok said, pushing the glass across.
"There are many delicious concoctions in here for you to enjoy. We also have a wonderful stew if you're hungry."
Wizfiddle looked down at his belly.
"Just to be clear, am I dead?"
"You're not."
"Damn,"
he replied.
"Well, then, I shall have to avoid the stew for now. I'm on a bit of a meal modification program, you see."
"Ah."
Wizfiddle threw the whiskey back and felt his brain melt. He could have sworn that he'd even heard a choir of angels sing a resounding ta-da.
"You were saying?"
he asked, as the warmth of bliss coated his person.
"You are in the land of the fates," Heliok said.
"Honestly," Wizfiddle replied, sobering a bit, "you're not pulling me leg."
Heliok looked confused.
"I don't believe so."
"Huh,"
Wizfiddle snorted.
"Well, this is definitely not something I would have expected. I mean, I'd heard rumours, of course, what with the 12 and all."
"Our invention, that,"
Heliok said proudly.
"What?"
"The 12. We created them."
"So the stories go, yes."
"They can be rather persnickety at times,"
Heliok said,
"but they do try."
"I'm sure they do."
Wizfiddle leaned forward and put his elbows on the table.
"I'm sorry. Why did you bring me here again? If it's to offer me a lifetime supply of this ale, I'll take it.
No, it's not that. You can only have that level of booze in our world, I'm afraid.
Okay, well, if it's to offer me the chance to live in your world so that I can have a lifetime of this ale, I accept.
Sorry, nope,
Heliox said.
You're here because we're offering you a fate quest.
You want me to do a quest for you?
It's more a quest for you,
answered Heliox with a grin. Wisfiddle brought the mug to his lips again and took another look around. He had been so enamoured with the alcohol that he hadn't originally noticed the other tables. Sitting at each of them were two beings, some human, some not. There were orcs, ogres, halflings, dwarfs, and so on. All of them were sitting with a counterpart that looked like they did, though each of those had the same golden aura that surrounded Heliox. Obviously, Wisfiddle was not alone in this offering.
Go on.
I see that you've caught on that we have others from your world here, said Heliox.
Wisfiddle nodded.
We try our best to look like you so that we don't frighten you upon arriving.
A new man blinked into a chair at another table and screamed.
It doesn't always work.
What do you really look like?
Ventured Wisfiddle. In response, Heliox snapped his fingers and turned into a dark green creature with bright red eyes. His teeth were long and pointy, and he appeared to have a permanently etched evil grin.
That's not so bad, said Wisfiddle, as he tried not to wince.
No?
Wisfiddle shrugged.
To be fair, I've had a few ales.
Right,
Heliox replied, and then snapped himself back to look like a human again.
Well, let's get back to business, shall we?
Okay.
Every one of your years, we bring in a handful of your people and offer them a quest. Not everyone is given the opportunity, obviously, and some refuse the offer outright.
Heliox paused to have another shot of whiskey.
If you accept the quest, you may ask for whatever it is you wish, except for the booze. If you succeed at completing the quest, you'll receive your requested reward.
Diamonds,
Wisfiddle stated without pause.
A bag of diamonds.
Sorry?
That's what I want.
But you've not even heard what the quest is yet.
What's that got to do with anything?
Wisfiddle said.
I'm 650 years old, lad.
I'm 39,000 of your years, child,
Heliox said sharply.
Right, sorry. Well, in my years on my world, I've seen just about everything. So this quest of yours, whatever it may be, doesn't concern me in the least.
I see,
said Heliox.
Why diamonds?
I'm looking to retire. I'm too old to keep taking quests, but I've got a damn mortgage payment to keep up, so I want to have something to suck away and live off during me golden years.
Makes sense, I suppose.
Glad you approve,
Wisfiddle stated with a wink.
Now, what do I have to do?
You have to conquer a Gorgon.
Wisfiddle didn't even flinch.
Simple enough.
And you can't use magic.
This time he flinched.
How am I supposed to accomplish...
Wait!
Heliox said as he put his finger up as a smile crept onto his face.
Wait! I've got an even better idea that won't require you to conquer a Gorgon.
Phew.
Instead, you'll have to teach them basic mathematics.
What?
Wisfiddle said, bolting upright.
Can we go back to the conquering option?
Heliox grinned.
Nope.
But that was at least plausible. This is ridiculous. Why, the only thing tougher that I can imagine would be making elves not gay.
Elves are gay?
Asked Heliox.
Shouldn't you know?
Challenged Wisfiddle.
You created them.
No, we created the 12.
Isn't one of them an elf?
Heliox leaned back and crossed his arms.
Anyway, if you wish to have your bag of diamonds, you'll need to get a group of Gorgons to say that 1 + 1 = 2.
Impossible!
Wisfiddle shrieked.
Can't be done!
It's not like we can make these quests easy, my man. If we did that, we'd be naught more than a charity shop.
That would work for me.
I'll bet it would,
Heliox said with a smirk.
Fine,
Wisfiddle said, thinking again about those diamonds.
What happens if I fail at this quest?
We strip you naked and put you in a remote area of the world without your diamonds.
Seriously?
No, Heliox said with a chuckle. I'm only messing with you. Had you going, though?
Very funny, Wisfiddle said curtly.
We'll send you back home, Heliox said, and then added, after wiping your memory, of course.
Okay, and what if I refuse to participate?
Death.
What?
Wisfiddle said, spilling his ale.
Got you again!
Heliox said with a full-on laugh. Wisfiddle wiped the ale off his robe.
You're a regular comedian, you know that.
Thanks! I've been working on new material for about 20,000 years!
Might want to keep working on it, murmured the wizard.
What was that?
Nothing. You weren't joking about the diamonds, though, right?
Nope,
Heliox said seriously.
If you complete the quest, you'll get those as promised. If you fail, you'll go through the memory-wiping thing and then get sent home.
Wisfiddle took another look around as he thought things through.
I suppose I've got nothing to lose.
Unless the Gorgons smash you, of course,
Heliox pointed out.
Right. Except for that.